The answer is heck yes. Hey everybody, welcome to our Southern Colorado Real Estate Tip of the Week. I'm Karen Schaefer with Peak Price Colorado at RE/MAX Properties. Now, do you guys remember Jeopardy? If I were on Jeopardy, the answer would be heck yes. So what's the question? The same question I get every single day from a different client is, should I sell my house? The answer? Heck yes. Again, this is my opinion, but we are in a market where things are moving so rapidly right now, and you're getting multiple offers when you list your home on the MLS. It's really kind of an incredible time. So I want to talk to you about that because literally every single day I get a call from a client asking me, is it the right time? Should I sell my home? And while I can say, heck yes, it's a great time, of course, it's individual for every single person, depending on when you bought your home, why you want to sell your home, is this right for your family, do you need to go buy another home? So it might be something that we want to discuss. But my general answer right now is heck yes, for a few reasons. First of all, as you all know, because we've been beating this drum, is we are at a time where there's unprecedented appreciation in homes. We've never seen such strong and consistent appreciation ever before. And so that's one reason. And we all stop and think, like, how long will this actually continue? We don't know. We hope it goes on forever, right? Well, if you're a seller, you hope it does. But as a buyer, obviously, we have to stop and think, at what point will we actually price ourselves out of the market? So right now, we're really high. It's great, but people are still buying. But the only reason they can still buy is because we have those historically low interest rates. Now, these are amazing, right? You're buying it 2.75%, 3%, 3.5%. It's incredible what these rates are. And instead of being able to qualify for a $400,000 or $500,000 loan, because of these historically low rates, you're able to qualify for something that's $500,000, $600,000, and beyond. It's really, really something that we've never seen before. So again, it's a great time to buy. Now, we might see prices continue to rise, but it's inevitable that we're going to see interest rates rise as well. It doesn't mean people won't be out there to buy because, heck, we live in Southern Colorado. Everybody wants to live here. It's beautiful. If you live in Colorado Springs or Woodland Park or Manitou Springs, wherever it is, everybody wants to live here. It's amazing, and we're so lucky to be a part of this area. But having said that, what will happen eventually as those rates rise and our homes continue to arise, the buyer pool will become smaller. So less people will be able to afford your high-priced home as the rates increase. They can afford it now because the rates are low. But as we continue to grow in price and appreciation and interest, we'll see that there's fewer buyers out there. So again, it all kind of comes together as a great opportunity for us right now to sell your home. I just want to put this in perspective, is this past month's average transaction, and I'm talking about throughout El Paso and Teller County combined, was $454,000 versus last year at $399,000. That means that people are basically, in layman's terms, making about 50 grand a year on your house. It's a great gig if you can get it, right? So I highly recommend you sell. It's a great time to sell. But it's also a great time for those buyers to buy because of the low interest rates. Now, one of the things that I think people get concerned about is, Karen, if I sell now, how will I buy if the inventory is low? Well, first of all, there's a lot of houses that are starting to come on the market. So it's not necessarily that our inventory is so low. We all say that. It's more that it's just going so fast. And so what we have to do when you're ready to sell is strategize. First of all, if you're moving out of the area, no big deal. We don't need to worry about it. We can sell at your convenience and put in all the terms into the contract that suit your needs. But if you decide, hey, I want to sell my $500,000 home because I bought it at $350,000, but I'm ready to move up and invest that appreciation into my next home, and I can now afford a $700,000 home, then what we want to do, and I do this for all of my clients, is we strategize in advance. And you can call me to talk through all of this. I'm happy to do it with you, happy to come over and sit down and chat with you about the strategies that we need to employ in order to, number one, sell your home at the best possible price in the most peaceful way. Number two, get the terms that you need for you and your family so that everything works in the way in which you need it to work. And number three, we need to employ the right strategies for everything to come together. Sometimes that means an extended closing. Sometimes it means we name the date that we want the buyer to close in the original listing. Sometimes it means a lease back. There's a variety of things we can do. The important thing is we want to know what we're going to do before we have to do it. And that's where it's really valuable to be able to sit down in advance and have a conversation about this. I wrote down a few notes just so I didn't really forget to tell you guys anything. But ultimately, I think that what I really want to wrap up with is what I said earlier, it's really up to you and your family as to what your timing is on selling your home and whether or not this is the right time for you. But if you're asking me as a top real estate agent here in Colorado, I would tell you that it is a heck of a time to sell. And if you know my husband, Pete, we'll be right there with you because we are also going to sell this year. So if you have questions, give me a shout. It's been a pleasure to be here this month with you. With our letter from Karen here on our tip of the week. So thanks again for joining me. I'm Karen Schaefer with Peak Price Colorado at RE/MAX Properties.